world updates from the Oval. Uyghur Muslims living in exile have submitted evidence of genocide to the International Criminal Court, invoking probe against Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping. Russian officials warned its Siberian citizens not to hunt and eat marmots as the fear of newly reported bubonic plague looms. Recently, because of hunting and eating of marmots caused bubonic plague in the Baiyunur city of Inner Mongolia in China, and a level 3 alert was raised in the prefecture city. US said that if classes become fully functional online, foreign students must leave for their native countries. US Immigration and Customs Enforcement said in a statement that non-immigrant F1 and M1 students attending schools operating entirely online may not take a full online course load and remain in the United States. If not, they may face immigration consequences, including, but not limited to, the initiation of removal proceedings. F1 students pursue academic coursework and M1 students pursue vocational coursework. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the US is seriously looking at banning Chinese social media apps. Recently, India banned TikTok along with other 58 Chinese applications amid China-India border clash. At least 53 reported dead as torrential rain and floodwater hit the Kyushu island of Japan. Government issued warning as the Chikugu River overflowed. When reporters asked that leader, "What about rising death toll due to coronavirus?" he replied, "So what?" Now that leader is tested with the COVID-19, who called the coronavirus just a little flu. A lot changes in a day, and so we must know it. Hello friends, you have tuned into The World As We Know It, presented by The Oval, a daily news capsule of updates from around the world. So let's get started with all that happened on 7th of July, starting the updates with the largest continent of the world, that is Asia. Al Jazeera journalists will be summoned by the Malaysia police over their documentary Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown, which shed light on the plight of thousands of undocumented migrants in the country. Country's defense minister Islami Sabri Yaqub called on the broadcaster to apologize, saying the allegations of racism and discrimination against the migrants were untrue. Nguyen Quoc Dung Wong, a Vietnamese citizen, sentenced to 8 years in prison for uploading anti-state posts on Facebook. He was charged with making, storing, spreading information, materials, items for the purpose of opposing the state. 29-year-old Wong was accused of live streaming 110 hours of videos and writing 366 posts on Facebook to tarnish the image of the country's founding leader, Ho Chi Minh. A bus accident in Anshun, Guizhou province in China on Tuesday left 21 dead and other injured after the vehicle crashed into Hongshan Reservoir. The coast of Indonesia's Java Island was jolted by an earthquake measuring 6.6 early Tuesday. The quake hit at a depth of more than 500 km. In 2018, a 7.5 magnitude quake and subsequent tsunami on Sulawesi Island left more than 4,300 people dead or missing. China's COVID-19 vaccine by Sinovac Biotech is set for phase 3 trials in Brazil. This would recruit about 9,000 healthcare professionals working in COVID-19 specialized facilities and start this month. The firm began developing the vaccine candidate in late January. Sources for the Asian updates were Reuters, South China Morning Post, CNA, and Al Jazeera. Let's move on to the pair of continents, Americas. Now the big news, of course. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro tested positive of coronavirus. 65-year-old Bolsonaro, during his campaign to reopen the economy, had called the virus just a little flu. Bolsonaro announced his result in a live interview, saying he is taking hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria medicine. A Brazilian judge ordered the Bolsonaro to wear a mask in public last month after he attended a spate of political rallies without even wearing one, even as cases surged throughout the country. Now, Brazil is the second most coronavirus hit country in the world. Deutsche Bank has been imposed with a fine of $150 million for compliance failures in its dealing with late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Danske Bank, Estonia and FBME Bank have also agreed to pay their shares of the fine also. Linda Laswell, the superintendent of financial services, said in a statement, "Despite knowing Mr. Epstein's terrible criminal history, the banks inexcusably failed to detect or prevent millions of dollars of suspicious transactions." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has decided not to be the part of USMCA, scheduled to take place in Washington this week. Spokeswoman Chantal Gagnon said in an email statement, "We wish the United States and Mexico well at Wednesday meeting." Trudeau has asked to speak with Trump by phone about the agreement known in America as USMCA, entering into force, the US official said. Chilean state-owned copper mining company Codelco is struggling with production as workers are contracting coronavirus. 2,843 of its workers have been diagnosed with the disease as of July 5th, according to data compiled by the Federation of Copper Workers Union. Chile produces almost a quarter of the world's copper. Titled as Trade Development Agreement, a new trade deal between Turkey and Venezuela will come into effect from August 21. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had visited Venezuela in May 2018, during which the agreement was planned out to reduce tariffs and customs duties between the two nations. Sources for the American updates were CNN, ABC News, Toronto Star, and Merkur Press. Well, friends, if you want to listen updates from all around the world with your earphones or speaker plugged in, just follow us, subscribe us, and like our all posts on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Telegram, YouTube, and all other social media platforms with username @OvalTheGlobal, where you can have more information about the world while you do other things also. You know how to use social media in a knowledgeable and productive ways. So just go to @OvalTheGlobal. Now let's catch the updates from European continent. Former journalist Ivan Safronov, advisor to the head of the Russian space agency Roscosmos, appeared in court on charges of treason. Russia's FSB security service said Ivan was suspected to be spying for a NATO country. Ivan has previously reported on military topics for two big Russian business dailies, Kommersant and Vedomosti. If convicted, he can face up to 20 years in jail. The European Commission warned that the Eurozone economy will plunge deeper into recession than previously thought due to COVID-19. It will a record 8.7% this year before growing 6.1% in 2021. The Commission also informed that the countries which will face the most heat are France, Italy, and Spain. COVID-19 positive Italians who refuse hospital treatment might face a prison term under a new regulation introduced in country's Veneto region. The order by Governor Luca Zaia stated that until July end, hospitals must disclose to the public prosecutor's office about anyone refusing admission after being infected with the virus. 211 migrants, including 63 children, packed inside a truck near the border with Greece, were found by the North Macedonian police. Police shared that 144 were from Bangladesh while 67 from Pakistan. The 27-year-old driver, Macedonian national, was arrested and the migrants were detained and shifted to a shelter transit center in Gevgelia. Six men were arrested by the Dutch police after it discovered soundproof torture chambers made out of sea containers. The chamber had dentist chair, tools like pliers, scalpels, and handcuffs. The police made the discovery last month as they got leads from encrypted phones used by criminals. Sources were BBC News, Reuters, Euronews and The Guardian. Let's go ahead with African updates. Zimbabwe's Health Minister Obadiah Moyo was sacked with immediate effect for inappropriate conduct. Moyo in June was arrested over allegations of corruptions related to the government's procurement of $60 million worth of medical equipment for the country's fight against coronavirus. Senegal's Gori Islands Europe Square was renamed to Freedom and Human Dignity Square. It got its name in 1998 in recognition of European funding for renovations at the World Heritage Site. For the first time, Ghana will see a female vice president in the race as the country's main opposition announced Nana Opoku Agyeman name as their candidate. Professor Opoku Agyeman, a former education minister and a former vice chancellor of the University of Cape Coast, will be the vice president if the opposition NDC wins this year's presidential election scheduled for December 7. Four alleged members of a terrorist cell linked to the jihadist group Islamic State EI were arrested. Morocco's interior ministry announced adding that they had decided to carry out terrorist attack targeting sensitive sites in the kingdom. Amid the rising number of coronavirus cases, Kenya decided to keep its schools shut till January next year and also cancelled the Kenya primary certificate exams and the Kenya secondary certificate exams. Sources for the African updates were from Reuters, BBC News and African News. Let's move on to the updates from the Middle East. Britain will resume selling arms to Saudi Arabia despite evidence of possible war crimes in Yemen. The Trade Secretary Liz Truss said sales would restart after an official review concluded that there had been only isolated incidents of airstrikes that breached humanitarian law. In a United Nations investigation, Syria and Russia have been accused of war crimes for carrying out deadly aerial strikes on schools, hospitals, and markets in Idlib province of Syria. According to the report, indiscriminate bombardment by pro-government forces ahead of a March ceasefire caused hundreds of casualties and almost 1 million to flee the nation. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been pressing Canada to extradite former top Saudi intelligence officer Saad al-Jabri. According to Canadian newspaper The Globe and Mail reports, Saad al-Jabri had a cabinet rank intelligence post under former Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef. Al-Jabri has been living in Toronto since 2017 coup. United Nations condemned the killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, calling it unlawful. A report prepared by Agnes Callamard, United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Summary or Arbitrary Executions, said that the United States had provided no evidence of an imminent attack against American interest was being planned. Early this year, a US drone targeted Soleimani's convoy as he was leaving Iraq's Baghdad International Airport, killing him along with nine others. Middle East Eye, Arab News and Middle East Monitor were the update sources. The New Zealand government has decided to extend temporary work visas by 6 months for some migrants already on shore. Immigration Minister Lane Lees Galloway announced temporary work visas due to expire by the end of 2020 will be extended by 6 months, and the 12-month stand-down period for migrant workers who are going to have to leave this year will be shifted by 6 months to February 2021. Hamish Walker, an opposition member of parliament from the centre-right National Party in New Zealand, has confessed that he leaked the private details of all of the country's active cases of COVID-19 to the media. Now National Party board leader Todd Mueller wants Hamish Walker out. Australian government has warned its citizens that they could face arbitrary detention if they travel to China. Last week, Chinese Global Times said authorities would take more vigorous countermeasures to crack down on Australian espionage operations to safeguard China's national security and interests. Last year, China arrested Australian-Chinese writer Yang Hengguan, who was indicted earlier this year for espionage. Due to the surge in coronavirus cases in Australia, 5 million people in Melbourne have been told to stay at home for 6 weeks. Melbourne, the capital of Victoria, and Sydney, which is capital of New South Wales, have announced to lock the state's border to check the contagion. Sources of the Oceanian updates were RNZ, New Zealand Herald, Sydney Morning Herald, and The Australian. At the rate Oval the Global, just type this username in your every social media account, and you can get more world's updates on just one platform and even within 15 minutes. If you liked our content, please, please, please like, follow, and subscribe, and more importantly, share it with all the people you know. Propagation of knowledge is equally important with its knowing also. Check out and follow our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Telegram accounts with the handle @OvalTheGlobal. Also, if you have any suggestions, be our guest. We heed over the comments. Thanks a lot for listening to us. Keep reading and keep knowing, because only knowing cures most of our problems.